RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Midwest correspondent is Carrie Cox. Carrie is a passionate reader, writer, and photographer. She is on a quest to make memories with her husband and sons while exploring the world in her Jayco travel trailer, a.k.a. Birdie. Whether she is headed to a state park close to home or an epic national park road trip, she loves to travel with Birdie and blog about it at travelswithbirdie.com.
Welcome to the show, Carrie.
Hi, Jeremy and Stephanie.
Well, we are happy to have you on for your very first Campground Smackdown. We are pitting you against our very own Kate Dunbar, our California, then Texas correspondent.
It's a very fair fight. We feel it's you're very evenly matched.
Yes. So last year, Kate reviewed the Grand Canyon Railway RV Park in Williams, Arizona, and her family stayed there. They enjoyed it very much. She highly recommended it. But you stayed at the Grand Canyon Trailer Village out in the Grand Canyon National Park, and we are going to hear your review on it. But first, we want to thank our sponsor, Yogi Bear Jellystone Parks Camp Resorts. Award-winning Yogi Bear Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comfort of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities. From amazing water zones to mini-golf wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone park near you.
They need to have one of those Yogi Bear campgrounds right there at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that affects all problems. We'll know exactly where to
now,
stay.
Now, this Smackdown is really about the two major choices to some degree, right? I mean, when people talk about going to the Grand Canyon, they talk about these two places.
All right. So, Carrie, you chose the Grand Canyon Trailer Village. Tell us where it's located.
The Grand Canyon Trailer Village is right inside Grand Canyon National Park at the South Rim. So you are less than a mile from the rim, and that makes it a very convenient location.
Now, is this the only RV campground option in Grand Canyon National Park?
I believe so. I think there are campgrounds, major
right.
campground, but not any other RV parks, or at least not with these kind of hookups.
Nothing is getting you this close. There's no other option.
No. That's right.
All right. So this is a public campground, but it's not run by the National Park Service?
That's right. This is a concessionaire-operated NPS park campground.
All right. So now let's talk all about the campground, what it looks like. When you show up, what do you say?
So this isn't the most scenic campground. Like, I know some people, when you think of state parks and national parks, you think of the big treed sites with, you know, lots of scenery. But this is kind of a little more, a lot of concrete. There's a lot of concrete, but they have made an effort to make sure most of the sites have a tree to give you some shade. And, you know, you're there in the park. So even though the campground itself isn't the most scenic, you're at the Grand Canyon. So leave the campground and you'll find all that beautiful scenery.
How big is the campground, Carrie?
They have, it looks like, about 85 sites. So it's not huge, which one of the things I know we'll get to is the ease of booking. You're going to want to book early because there's 85 sites and they're going to fill up in the summer months.
How early did you book?
We booked probably December or January. And in fact, we had trouble. We had to rearrange a whole part of our trip because the Grand Canyon sites were full of the dates we originally wanted to come. So we had to squish our days around somewhere else in order to stay here when they had an opening.
All right. So now what kind of site did you wind up having?
So they're all pretty much the same. For $44 a night, you get a full hookup. So you have electric power, water, and sewer, which for us is a really big deal. That's why we had, on the same trip, we had stayed at Sequoia National Park and Yosemite National Park, or we had visited those, but we hadn't stayed inside either park because none of their campgrounds had hookups. And even though someday I hope to be able to boondock, right now we're just not there. We need that electric. We need something. So you get that for $44 at the Grand Canyon Trailer Village.
And you want to make sure you have some air conditioning too. It can be very hot in the summer, right?
Yeah, it was. It was 105 while we were there. So we really appreciated that electric hookup.
Wow. Okay. So, go ahead, Carrie.
Oh, and I was just going to say, and our tree. Our one tree gave us some shade.
I love how the concessionaire is like one tree per site.
Yeah.
One tree. It's very utilitarian.
It is. I'm
going to link to your blog post in the show notes because you have a very good picture showing that, like, it's one tree.
It is, but you can see it shades my whole site. So unfortunately, our air conditioner was on the other side, so it still was taking the brunt of the sun, but at least we had that much. So, and again, we weren't inside the trailer for much of the day, so it was okay, but that tree kind of helped cool it down before we went in the evening.
Now, you said a lot of concrete, but are you seeing the pretty sights all around you, or is it really pretty stripped down in terms of the natural beauty?
I think you're pretty close to lots of beauty because I rode my bike one day out of the campground down the hill to go to the shower house, and right there you're in a pine forest, you know, not really a forest, but you're in a bunch of pine trees, and
we'll call it a grove. All right. So you mentioned the bathhouse. So let's dive into the amenities here. I'm sure it's pretty stripped down, but just tell us what we're looking at. What could we expect to enjoy while we're here?
So right in the campground, you are going to have a restroom, but to go to the showers, you have to take this trail or drive maybe a quarter of a mile. So it was all downhill on the way there, which was really nice. But on the way back up, I ended up walking a lot. Because
so you're sweaty by the time you get back. You're ready for another
shower.
Especially when it's 105 degrees. So it wasn't the best thinking anyway. But the shower house is shared with the Mather campground. So that's why it's a little bit outside of the RV park, because it's shared with that other complex.
So you want to describe the condition of the showers?
I honestly didn't get to use the shower. So even though I took this long bike ride, I got there and they were closed for cleaning. And there was some family showers that were open, but there was only like one or two stalls. And so I sat in line for about 20 minutes to get in that one. And the person never came out and people were like banging on the door. So I never got my shower. I huffed and puffed back up the hill, back to my site. And I was a little bit grumpy that day, but I think had we been there at a better time, it would have been fine. I suspect that the showers are a lot like the showers at Grand Tetons, where, you know, it's a big shower house, but I do think they probably do their best to keep it clean. Obviously, they were cleaning it while I was there, so we'll assume they keep it nice and clean.
And paid showers, right?
That's right. So
you have to bring your quarters.
I think so. Yes.
All right. Are there any other amenities available while you're staying at this campground?
Not really, but one thing that we wouldn't necessarily think of as an amenity is that the shuttle for the campground, the national park there, comes right to this campground. So this is one of those places where if you're driving a big motorhome and you don't have a tow vehicle, you could theoretically leave your motorhome, hop that shuttle bus, and get all around the park without having to unhook a tow vehicle or have one, which is a really nice amenity, I'm sure, for some people. And, you know, we could have chosen to use that as well.
The traffic can be a little bit notorious in Grand Canyon. So do you think that some people might opt to do that just to avoid sitting in traffic and scrambling for parking?
That's right. Especially, you know, that way you can hop on that and make a nice circuit of the park and know that you're going to get to all the places. So I think it's a nice way to get around. It also takes you over to a grocery market with a deli and a souvenir shop. So you can kind of get to all of the things you need with that.
All right. So what about, I'm going to laugh while I ask this. Wi-Fi and cell service, Carrie?
Yeah, I don't think we had those because on the main day we had, we had one day at the Grand Canyon. And again, as I've said, it was 105. And I don't care what they say about desert heat being not as hot. It was hot. So we walked to the room. We looked around, but we did not do any trail hiking. And after looking around, we opted to go out of the park to enjoy some ice cream at McDonald's, get some Wi-Fi, which we feel like the worst people ever. But looking back, and as I said in my blog post, you know, we were on day 20 of this like 5,000 mile journey. So, you know, we were probably just partially exhausted. Had Grand Canyon been the highlight of our tour and we were all energetic when we got there, I'm sure we would have conquered some trails no matter what the heat was. But we had some ice cream and we did visit the canyon again at dusk and did several things that we went to the star party that night, which was really amazing. For our boys, that was one of the highlights of the trip. Looking back on our whole, we called it our Birdie Goes West trip. Looking back on that, we went to the star party. A lot of astronomers had their equipment set up. You could see planets and we went on a constellation walk and learned about all the constellations. So anyway, that was just this really cool event that we might not have done had we not been staying right at the park.
And did you utilize the shuttle yourself or did you take the truck in?
We took our truck off. So we had our own vehicle.
All right, great. Now, any insider details if our listeners want to book this site, anything they should know about picking a site or anything that you didn't mention that might be helpful?
For us, part of the reason we had trouble getting a campsite is because of this star party. I think it was several weekends and they had booked up for one of the weekends. So I think that that's an event that draws a lot of people in. And if you're going to be there during the star party, which we loved, you want to especially pay attention to that on the calendar.
Okay. Now here at RBFTA, we know nobody's perfect and you're not telling us this campground's perfect. You're just telling us it's got an incredible location, but what would you like to see improved upon here?
It would be really cool if they had their own shower house up in the park. That would be nice. And like maybe a playground or something, you know, that's something pretty easy to put in to entertain the kids. But again, most of the time, you're probably not spending a ton of time in the park. You're really out exploring the Grand Canyon or sitting at McDonald's having some ice cream. Either way.
Carrie, I know you've done so many reviews on our podcast, and I think that you really visit a lot of national parks, and sometimes you choose to stay in the camp, you know, in the national park at one of their campgrounds, and sometimes you choose to stay outside at a private campground. So, you know, you chose to stay at the sort of bare bones, a little bit stripped down RV park in the Grand Canyon National Park. Do you think you would stay there again? Were you happy with your choice? Or having listened to Kate's review, were you like, ooh, I don't know. I still don't know if I made the right choice.
So Kate's review was really awesome. And when we stopped in Williams for lunch, we really enjoyed that town. That is one cute town. Whether you stay in Williams or not, make sure you stop and at least have lunch or ice cream there because it's a cute little town. But I really think especially if you're on the kind of schedule where we're on, you want to be close. We had already spent so much of our trip at other national parks driving an hour in and out of some of those parks. So at the Grand Canyon, it was super nice not to have to drive. One of our friends who had told us about this park originally had described how their family got up before dawn and went over to the rim to watch the sunrise before dawn, sunrise at dawn. which I just loved that idea. I thought, wow, that is so cool. I want to do that. We're going to stay at this park so we can do that. We didn't end up doing that, though we did end up watching the sunset, which was a little more on our family's schedule.
Your circadian rhythm.
But the point is, yeah. If you want to do that sunrise, this is the place to camp. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be coming in from Williams to do the sunrise there. That would be pretty radical.
Well, and I think that one thing that Kate really made clear in her review was that you need to plan, and it is a process and a really long day to get from the Williams campground into the Grand Canyon, and you're going to have to make the most of your day. Whereas it sounds like for your family, you were able to be a little more flexible with your enjoyment of the park.
That's right. So we got up that day, we went and did some of this stuff and toured the canyon, toured the visitor center. We went out for a little bit. And then when we came back, it was evening, we cooked our dinner, and then we went to the star party. And I don't think we would have went to that had we stayed outside of the park, because we wouldn't have stayed until 9-10 o'clock at night and then went an hour back to Williams. So I'm really glad we were there and able to just, you know, pick and choose from what we wanted to do on our schedule. We were convenient.
I'm calling this at the end of this SmackDown. You know, I'm going to be honest here, and I'm going to say that I would want to stay at both for a few days. And somebody might say, oh, that's a cop-out, Stephanie. You know, you're supposed to pick one. But I think it's similar to our experience in Acadia National Park, where we both enjoyed the KOA outside of Acadia for all of its bells and whistles and extra little amenities. And then staying at the Skudik Woods Campground in the park was a magical experience, too. I want them both.
I'm going to have to agree. I mean, I could see doing 7 or 8 days and just splitting it between two places.
Absolutely.
Because there's very different approaches. And if we stayed in Williams, I wouldn't even do the Grand Canyon.
Right,
I would
exactly.
just do Williams.
Yep, I'm going to this campground first, right? I'm staying at the Grand Canyon Trailer Village first, and I'm going to stay there for like 3 nights and enjoy the Grand Canyon.
Do a little star party kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go outside to the Grand Canyon Railway RV Park, and we're going to enjoy Williams and everything for 3 days. There, it's done. I've got my plan.
I like it.
How does that sound, Carrie?
That would work. Again, that was a cute town, and we would have liked to have it, you know, had time to explore it. And I'm sure there's lots of other things you can do out and around this beautiful area. I have no doubt.
Thank you so much for reviewing the Grand Canyon Trailer Village and for participating in your very first campground SmackDown.
Carrie, do you feel stronger? Do you feel tougher?
I do. I think coming up as a draw against Kate, I mean, really, I couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah. She's very fit in the campground review department.
She's very tough. She's a Texan now.
All right. And also a big thank you to Progressive Insurance. Gazing at the stars and hanging at the campfire are best enjoyed with the bliss of saving money by adding an RV policy quote to another Progressive policy like car, motorcycle, or boat. Save money and set out on a new journey by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com.
Now, this Paul Birdie Goes West thing, it's like the gift that keeps on giving. We've gotten so much content out of you for this. Thank you so much to Carrie, and thank you to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts and to Jayco for sponsoring Campground of the Week. And Carrie, we will see you at the campground.
See you there.
See you at the campground, Carrie. Bye-bye.
Since 1968, Jayco, the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories together.
Today, Jayco offers everything from camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes, complete with more standard features and a longer, stronger 2-year warranty.
Jayco gives you the value you're looking for and the peace of mind you deserve. Lots of family fun is to be had around a campfire with a Jayco nearby.
For more information, visit your closest Jayco dealer or jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
and Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.